This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Earlier in the broadcast, I was talking about James Comey and his waiting game. I don't feel sorry for him. I think I love the anticipation of when's the shoe going to fall on him. I love it. I love it on Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Eric Holder, Susan Rice, all of them. They're all just there going, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? And they're meeting. And you don't hear about their travel schedules and these personal jets and how they're doing things. You don't hear about that. If there were true investigative reporting, the old Woodward and Bernstein, you'd be hearing about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama seeing at the same, resort, same fat farm or whatever. You'd be hearing about it. You'd be hearing about Comey having secret meetings with Holder and all these other things. That's what you'd be hearing about, and there's a ton of them. You don't hear about what's going on with McCabe. You don't hear about what's going on with Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, and that they're probably in witness protection somewhere. I haven't heard a single thing out of McCabe. There's a lot of people going to go down. The Podesta boys. When's the last time you heard anything about the Podestas? Firmly entrenched in all this Russia stuff. And then there's probably, no exaggeration, 100 underlings. Around all of them, the Huma Abedins of the world, who are just all out there shaking in their boots. Two reasons. One, because of what Trump's team will eventually do when it gets to them. And two, can they survive it? When I say it, I'm saying the machine that wants them out of here. You've watched enough conspiracy theory stuff to know there are people in this government who will kill you to keep you quiet. They're not leaving it to chance. You think the mafia is bad? The government makes the mafia look like a bunch of Boy Scouts, like choir boys. Comey's walking the thin line because he's letting them know, look, I'm all in it here. I'm still tweeting. I'm tweeting out my religious stuff. Oh, man. Here's what he clumsily inserted into the equation. And he showcases his disdain for Kavanaugh, but he says, get this. We live in a world where the president routinely attacks the FBI because he fears its work. He calls for his enemies to be prosecuted and his friends freed. We also live in a world where a sitting federal judge channels the president by shouting attacks at the Senate committee considering his nomination and demanding to know if a respected senator has ever passed out from drinking. We live in a world where the president is an accused serial abuser of women who was caught on tape bragging about his ability to assault women and now likens the accusations against his nominee to the many false accusations against him. Yeah. So much to dissect here. Where do you want to start? A respected senator? Look, I don't think it was right for Kavanaugh to go after that woman and say, have you been drunk? But at the same time, I wasn't mad at him for it. I understood where it was coming from. It was coming from a place of pain that says, how dare you people do this to me? Ask everybody sitting up there, have you been passed out drunk? You want to know the answer? Most of them have. They did it during their college years. They did it after. They've done it at parties. Who knows? Probably still snorting coke off of hookers' bodies for all we know. But they're going to sit there and hold Kavanaugh, a dude that's practically a choir boy in comparison. Yeah, I understood why he asked. I'm glad he apologized because it was the right thing to do. But I understand the place it was coming from because I'm telling you, they would have got a whole heap in helping more from this dude. And I love how the bureaucrats provide cover for each other with their embellished titles. Respected Senator. Professor Ford. Professor my butt. Professor. What was she at 15 when she was flaunting, her body and throwing it at every little dude that was around town? What was she then? If there's anybody that deserves the title, it's Kavanaugh, Judge. Kavanaugh did what he should have done. He attacked the lowlifes who dare question his life's work when none of them could withstand even the closest bit of scrutiny. Even the tiniest bit of what he went through. And note Comey's use of false. The accusations are lies. The accusations against Trump are lies. The accusations of what Trump is calling false accusations, they are absolutely false. And let's just be clear. These women should go to prison for what they're doing to this man. They should be in prison. Let's be clear. You should not be able to lie about somebody so brazenly and nothing happen. But don't think anything will. And what if Comey's slapping the face to the Trump voters? Because here's what he said. Most disturbingly, we live in a world where millions of Republicans and their representatives think nearly everything in the previous paragraph is okay. Yeah, you know what? I think everything in that previous paragraph is okay because I know everything that you say is a lie. If you think Donald Trump fears the FBI, you're crazy. He respects them, but he wants them to do the right thing. And unlike Obama, he's not putting journalists, threatening them and threatening them with prison and a host of other things, and actually putting some in jail. Trump's not doing that. It's a host of things he's not doing. And I'll tell you, if I'm sitting in Kavanaugh's seat, I'm attacking the Senate. I'm saying, you know, it's funny. I had my staff prepare a dossier of all the things that you did. Mr. Blumenthal, stolen valor. I mean, for goodness sake, you knew it. Stolen valor. I don't have to go back 40 years on you. I can go back to when you lied and how long you've been lying. You've been lying even up to the point of your elections. That's how long your lies last. How about we go back farther and look into you? Because I bet you, if we did, you won't be sitting on this committee the next time that there's a group here to question the next candidate, because you're going to be gone. I'd go to Kamala Harris. Miss Harris, you've got one heck of a reputation, don't you? You seem to like sleeping with other people's husbands. You seem to be somewhat promiscuous when it comes to getting what you want, and it's obviously worked pretty well because now you've got a Senate seat. And I'd go on. I'd have black book on everybody, and they would shut that hearing down. They would send Ford home and tell her, don't you open your mouth ever again, whatever, and that would be the end. They confirm me 99-0. Somebody wouldn't show up to vote, and that would be the end. And they'd be smart to do it, because I'd have the dirt. Gonna take a short break. Back in a bit to listen to Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We've been talking about this Kavanaugh, Ford, Blasey Ford stuff and all of the issues circling around Kavanaugh. And the more I hear it, the more that it circles back through my mind, the worse it gets for me in terms of how little people use their common sense. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. So, I went on Joe Piscopo's show the other day, and I was talking about this situation with Fox and Kavanaugh and the whole thing, and I'm just as passionate on other people's shows as I am on mine. So, and of course, they're monitoring these shows, and, you know, somebody calls up and says, you know, accuses me of attacking Fox because I brought up Ed Henry and Jesse, Waters. And their infidelities and what have you. And I brought it up in the context of the Fox using the word that reprehensible when saying, you know, we found Mr. Jackson's comments reprehensible. Thus, they fired me. If they hadn't said that, I promise you, I would never have said a negative word about Fox. And I'm not saying a negative word about the corporation. They can do what they want. I believe that wholeheartedly. I mean, they're within the guidelines of whatever their things are. But when you say this is reprehensible and this isn't, that's what gets me. And so that I'm fired up about that. But I was also fired up about the idea of just what's – think about the past here. I want you to understand, black men used to be hung. They used to be lynched for looking at white women. In the case of Emmett Till, a 14-year-old boy visiting Mississippi in 1955, he was hung because he was accused of whistling at a white woman. A lynch mob grabbed him and hung him on the word of somebody who said that, who, by the way, this very same white woman reversed her, you know, her testimony later on and said she lied. Now, as I sat, you know, this guy at Mediaite writes this article. He's got no frame of history. He's a friggin' millennial that knows nothing about history, doesn't care about history, doesn't care about the future. These kids have no clue what they're doing. There are no consequences. It is as reckless as you could possibly be. So he's going to do this hit piece on me.
Look at what Mr. Jackson said about Fox. Look at what he said. He continues to say this about women.
You're doggone right I do. Because my ancestors were hung on the word of many people. They were guilty until proven innocent across the board. And then you know what happened? Lynch mobs took them, strung them up from a tree, and that was the end of it. And you know, half the stories aren't even told. The ones that are have been dismissed or will be rewritten and revisionist and turned over and made it to Republicans. That's why. You think this guy's name was Aidan McLaughlin. You think he's going to go back and recorrect history over time and say, you know what, Mr. Jackson was right. Do you think that anybody's going to go back and look at these lying, whatever, call them whatever you want, and say, no, what they did was bad. And no, they're just going to go by. Nobody cares. They aren't going to care about what happens to Kavanaugh or his daughters or his wife or his family and friends who believe in him or those of us who believe him as well. They don't care. They could find complete evidence. Let me tell you what would happen right now. You're not going to believe this, but some of you may. I think most of you will. If they had evidence that Blasey Ford was lying, I bet you money, all the media outlets would just dismiss it. They would pretend it didn't exist. They'd drop the story and they'd move on. Just like they did with the guy that wrote Fire and Fury. Once they found out, this story has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. Boop, he's gone. Nobody's talking about Michael Wolff. When they start, you know, digging into things, Cohen was supposed to turn Donald Trump on his head. He was going to be the guy that had all the evidence. He was a Trump's attorney for years. Wouldn't he have it all? Of course he would. You don't hear a word about the guy. He had tapes. Omarosa, she's got tapes. She was an insider to the White House. Let me ask you this. Can you imagine what would have happened if you had been Bill Clinton's attorney during the time he was governor? What information you might have had you videotaped him? Can you imagine if you had been a White House insider to Bill Clinton who decided to turn state's evidence on that clown? What stories would America be regaled with? Donald Trump had both of those. Both of those. And they can't come up with anything. They trotted out, you know, bimbo after bimbo that was lying. They gave him, Gloria Allred was their representative. Does any of this sound familiar when you start looking at Michael Avenatti and what's going on with Kavanaugh? And I mean, it's rinse and repeat. But you know what? If you want to go back historically and you want to look at the impact of this, and for the black folks out there, I want you to remember these two words, the name Emmett Till. As they question you about this, as they say, well, he's guilty and I believe her. And you say, you know, it's really funny. That's what they believed about Emmett Till. They believed him to be guilty and that white woman to be innocent. And that 14-year-old boy was lynched. See, the problem is, People don't know enough about history to make the left eat their words. Oh, yeah. I could have said to the people at Fox, you know, I take this subject very seriously. I think you're handling it very flippantly. I find this racially insensitive. By the way, I do. Because, see, people get accused, wrongly accused in life. It's happened many times, you know, miscarriages of justice. But back in the day, black men walked on eggshells because anything could do it. It could have been a white woman saying, where was the show? What was it? Was it To Kill a Mockingbird where the lady said the black man had raped her? Anybody think that that was based on nothing? And he gets killed. An innocent man. How many times did that play out? And you want me to put up with this? What you're saying is, Kevin, put up with Jim Crow. It's okay. Let's just let women say what they want. You want to bring it to the present day? Where I talked about a story where a girl accused two athletes. Remember we covered the story the other day. She accused two black athletes of raping her. All because she didn't want the new boyfriend to look at how promiscuous she was. That was why she did it, to save her own butt. And To Kill a Mockingbird, the lady was having an affair or something and wanted to blame the black guy. I don't remember the movie exactly, but many cases. I told you guys a story of my uncle who was killed because he came up on the mayor of the town and his secretary having sex. The mayor tried to kill him, and he ended up killing him, and he went to prison.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. V-E-R-C-E-L Media.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
On Wednesday, the United States officially terminated a 1955 treaty with Iran after an international court issued a ruling based on the treaty this week. Today at the White House, National Security Advisor John Bolton was asked about Iran and their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
I don't think Iran is dismantling its nuclear program. If anything, recent reports that are public indicate that it's increasing its activity. I think we're going to apply the maximum amount of leverage we can. We're working with our European partners, with the British, the French, the Germans, and others.
The FBI on Tuesday reportedly interviewed Tim Gaudette, a Georgetown Prep classmate of Brett Kavanaugh's, who hosted a party on July 1st, 1982. That party was also referenced in a calendar that was kept by Mr. Kavanaugh. Democrats are trying to say that this is the party that the alleged assault took place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Baltimore has the worst homicide rate among the nation's big cities. That's according to new crime data released by the FBI. WJZ is live at City Police Headquarters. Rick Ritter breaks it all down for us. Rick?
Well, Mary, just months ago, the USA Today named Baltimore the most dangerous city. Now the city falls on top of the FBI's list. With 342 homicides last year, Baltimore beat out other cities like Detroit, Philadelphia, Mary, even Chicago. The crime scene tape, the shell casings, and the families torn apart. It's a scene that's become all too common for Baltimore. Gun violence the city can't seem to shake.
This generation is killing off one another, and it's so sad.
According to the FBI, Baltimore has the worst homicide rate among the nation's big cities. With 342 murders last year, that's 56 per 100,000 people who live in Baltimore, the highest rate of any American city, with more than a half a million people.
You have to come together. I have to stop. I buried my baby.
This year, the city's grappled with a slew of monstrous murders. A 67-year-old homeless man beat to death with a brick. A mother abducted and left to burn in a vacant home. And an 83-year-old woman raped and killed in her own apartment.
It's sickening. It's sickening and it's sad.
And little Taylor Hayes, the 7-year-old girl who was gunned down while sitting in the back of a car in West Baltimore.
All the killing, it gotta stop. I have to. This kid's getting killed. I never see my child again, ever.
Several teens have been pinned with crimes, and police are constantly fighting an uphill battle, dealing with repeat offenders back on the streets.
We're not really encountering anyone who's new to the criminal justice system.
Many are left wondering what it will take to turn this city around.
You get the picture? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. How do you manage to be a ray of sunshine with all of that stuff going on? Welcome, everybody. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. 844-551-8255. Baltimore, most dangerous city in America. 342 murders. 56 murders per 100,000 people. That's dangerous. That's war zone numbers, just to put it in perspective. An 83-year-old woman raped? Really? And then killed? A 7-year-old girl gunned down sitting in her car? Who do they think she was, a cop? Wow. Hey, but there is good news, everybody. There is good news. Soon, Baltimore can lose that distinction. Not because it becomes less dangerous, but because the population will fall below 500,000 people, and they won't have to be measured anymore. Have I talked to you about the statistics? Baltimore was a city that had almost 2 million people at one point, back in the 1970s and 80s, whatever. It was growing, a big city. Now Baltimore has 680,000 people and shrinking. All those leftists, you know what they're doing? They're running and they're leaving Baltimore, and they're going over to the civilized cities so they can make them into Baltimores. Yay! You want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. I told you guys we were going around, we were doing these things called the Kanye effect. These series of speech, you know, talks, if you will, around college campuses and such. And we were trying to teach these kids about, you know, what to look for, how to be more discerning about what you put in your brain. And one of the things we were talking about was Randy, what's his name? Randy, what's the guy? Moss, yeah. Randy Moss. So he goes into the Hall of Fame, in the Hall of Fame, and he's wearing this tie that's got the 12 black folks that have been killed by police. So we looked at the data, and it was over a five-year period. 12 blacks killed by police over a five-year period, one of whom was not even killed by police. It was Trayvon Martin, killed in 2012 by Zimmerman. So it was 11 blacks killed by police over a 5-year period. So, but leaving Trayvon Martin in there, 2012 there was one death, 2013 zero, 2014 four, 2015 three, 2016 four. So that's the epidemic that these got, that has Colin Kaepernick on his knees, and it has people railing around Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. That's the epidemic. That's the tie. And so the reason why I know these stats, and I'm talking about, we're talking about Baltimore. I played a clip earlier of Baltimore being the most dangerous city in America, over 500,000 people. But the good news is Baltimore will shrink down under 500,000 probably easily within the next decade because people are going to continue to leave. The bad news is they're going to continue to leave, and they're going to take their same leftist sensibilities and move them to other cities and create more Baltimores because that's what happens. Liberals don't learn anything. They don't care that an 83-year-old woman in Baltimore was raped and killed, a 7-year-old girl gunned down as she sat in a car doing nothing, having never done anything to anybody. They can't name you one of the 342 people who were killed or any other part of it. This is what's so bad about it. There's an exodus from these cities, including New York. I'll read this to you. It's from Fox 5. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo blamed the upstate weather for prompting New Yorkers to flee to other states. Cuomo told reporters that while job losses and high taxes once drove people to leave New York, his administration has ended that trend and improved the local economic situation. But many New Yorkers leaving the state are now doing so for personal reasons or decisions that he said are climate-based. I tell you this only to let you know that this clown wants to blame global climate change on people leaving his state. They've been leaving his state in droves since he's been governor, and it's only increased, and he says he's the one that's keeping them there. It's his policies that are working. Let me ask you, do you think maybe Donald Trump's policies have a little bit to do with it? And I don't think they're staying in New York. I think Donald Trump's policies are working in states that aren't governed by crooked unions, crooked Democrat politicians, high crime rates, and a host of other reasons why you wouldn't want to be anywhere near one of these cities. New York is still living on the muscle memory of Giuliani. That's why it's still relatively clean. Do you honestly believe it will stay that way? In that city, cops turn their backs on Mayor, de Blasio. Why? Because he doesn't support him. You think Cuomo's law and order? These are the places that want to create sanctuary states, prosecute cops for doing their job when they confront heinous criminals and kill them, haven't really done a thing with people who put a target on the backs of law enforcement and stalk and kill these people. New York's had its ration of them. And they're killing minority cops. They don't care what color the cop is. But let me tell you something else. The perp doesn't care what your politics are. One of these Democrat henchmen, one of these bad boys, isn't going to come up to you and want your wallet and say, hey, before I take your wallet, what are you? You Republican or a Democrat? I'm a Democrat. Oh, my bad, man. You walk on. Keep on going there with your girl. Congratulations. We'll talk to you another time. Said no criminal ever. These people are creating cesspools, sinkholes. I mean, I can't even think of all the things I want to say. And living amongst them and doing like what happened when we would go on this neighborhood watch thing and you'd report a crime and people would go, why do you have to say what the race of the perp is? Why do I have to say so you can know who it is, you clown? Somebody's running through the alley, jumping over fences, and what do you want me to say? It was two Chinese guys when it was two black dudes? How about I give you a description so if you happen to see them, you won't mistake them for the two Chinese guys that you think are doing it? It's ridiculous. But this is the stuff we put up with. This is what we deal with as adults in this country where we've got to deal. Let me tell you, we reported crimes of people, you know, look, be on the lookout for these types of people. Well, you know, Kevin, why, they don't say my name, but they would say, you know, person, you know, posting, why do you have to say it's black kids? Why do you have to do that? Because it is. You think we're making it up? And then, here's what's worse. Then when you go, yeah, somebody else will chime in. Oh, yeah, they did it on another street over there. It sounds like it's the same description of guys, you know, et cetera. Well, we probably ought to look out, or blah, blah, and then the leftists will chime in. Well, listen, you live in a city. You chose to live here. This is the way that it's just, that's the way it is in the city. You know, why don't you just accept it? Okay. You know, it's easy to say. Maybe you ought to watch your girlfriend get abused, you know, by some guys that break in or something. It's easy to say. It's easy to pretend that it's somebody else's problem until it's yours. And let me tell you, at the homicide, at the violent crime rate that they're talking about in Baltimore, and by the way, 56 deaths per 100,000 people. They don't tell you the number of rapes per 100,000 people. They don't tell you the number of armed robberies per 100,000 people. They don't tell you the number of burglaries per 100,000 people. They don't tell you the number of carjackings per 100,000 people. And on and on. They only tell you the number of murders per 100,000 people. Now, it doesn't seem that big of a deal. You may think that's a pretty good roll of the dice about not getting hurt. Yeah, you're exactly right. Except for the 56 people per 100,000 that get murdered, or the whatever the number that get raped, or some other heinous
crime. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking about this whole situation with Kavanaugh, what is happening to me, which I don't lament for a second. And it made me think about society. It made me think about how low we have sunk as a society. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. How low have we sunk? Can't tell the truth anymore because people want to be offended. I talked about this guy that wrote this hit piece on me, a Mediaite. And here's what's funny about what's going on with the lexicon. Is Samantha Bee calls Ivanka Trump a feckless C-word. Bill Maher quite frequently uses derogatory, I mean, horrible language. He called Sarah Palin a, I'll just spell it, but it's a T-W-A-T. Both of them have shows. But what the left wants us to believe, what, as my grandma said, what the devil wants you to believe is that what I said, which is the word skank, that's the vile thing. And boy, did it, you know, whoo, the ripple effect of one word that is commonly used. And it was funny, one of my buddies called me from Dallas. He's a former Dallas lieutenant in the police department. He said, man, what you doing using black people words with these white folks? And we both started cracking up. Because it's a word used mostly by blacks, but we say it a lot. So, you know, it could be argued, well, for us, it's not that bad, big of a word, right? But then the argument could be, so B's and H's, which is what, you know, the rappers, B's and W's technically, but you know what I'm talking about, right? So, but what's funny about it is, as I'm analyzing this situation, I say to myself, so what the left wants us to believe is that the word I said is the really bad word, but everything they do is okay. So it's what ultimately what they're saying to you is you can't say anything. We can't say anything. They can say whatever they want. You can't dare say the N-word. Black folks say it all day long and twice on Sundays. You know, there are things that you just are not able to do that they can do. And that's just the way it is. So here's a word that, I mean, in the scheme of things, it's absolutely me. It's nothing. This is a big nothing. But what they do is they take that word and they say, you're going against women. Because the new thing is women are to be believed no matter what, right? That's the deal. Women are to be believed. Doesn't matter what your reputation is as a man, that what women are to be believed. Look at Cosby. I've talked about him multiple times, not because I'm, you know, I don't know what Cosby did. But what I will tell you is, if the due process didn't take care of it at the time, it doggone sure shouldn't be 40, 50 years later that it does. That's my beef. Then, when I put it into perspective and I go back and I think about the historical basis of this, and I've talked about it with Emmett Till and others, I say to myself, where have we come to? What leftists do is they devolve society. Are you really watching what's going on here? We're devolving. We're not evolving. Women were supposed to become equal, not better. And not only that, if you're a man in this day and time and you now believe women are better than us, you're living in a dream world. I don't know of a guy on the planet that thinks of women, and I'm talking about leftist women, is better than us now. I told you guys, I grew up thinking women were better than men. They had more sense. They were, you know, less, you know, combative. They were the voice of reason. They were that soft place. It was a comfort to be in the presence of women. They were more genteel and on and on and on. Now you got Sarah Silverman. That's what I think of when I think of a woman. I think of Joy Behar. That's the definition of a woman now. Really? When you're growing up, I mean, right now, I'm telling you, with my kids, I think about what they see on TV and the way they view women. It's completely different than the way I grew up exalting and looking at women with just such esteem. The feminist movement and women have devolved women. They haven't evolved them. Women think they're more evolved. I can do what I want with my body. That's what makes you evolve. That's your definition of evolution? Wow. How pathetic. We have sunk so low as a society because of leftists. Pure and simple. They can get mad. They can attack me. Do whatever you want. We've devolved as a society because of them. They want to use every little thing against you. Everything that you say, all for their nefarious, you know, whatever their goal is. If you were to ask them, what's your goal? If I'd ask this stupid kid, Aiden McLaughlin, what's your goal? Is your goal to destroy me? How do you think you're going to make that happen? Because you're going to write a few words on a paper and that's going to be the end of me? What do you think? And then let's take it further. What are you going to do to men? What's your goal with this over time? Because I dare question the story about a woman. What's going to happen when somebody does this to you? Now, you don't think it's possible. You think you've lived a great life. You think it's all good. Maybe so. Maybe it skips you. But a generation from now may get your kids. or somebody that you care about. I said that what we should do is go target every dad of every leftist woman that's sitting there, or every brother, or every husband. You think they don't have their dirty, as we say in the vernacular? Go target them. Accuse them of being pedophiles and rapists and what ne'er-do-wells of society, and see what happens. What's it going to take to flip this back? What really makes me upset is how society, you look at America and you see how much we have transformed. We've gone from black men not being able to look at a white woman, whistle at a white woman, be with a white woman without getting lynched, or, you know, I was going to say, or worse, but not much worse, being killed, to whites and blacks interacting and marrying and having children in society, not even looking at it. That's where we've gotten. And now, society, the leftists in society, want to take us back to the time when a woman just could accuse you of something and that was the end of it. Bring out the lynch mob. And they say they're evolving us, they're helping us. Really? That's your help? That's the evolution? Show me anything where we've evolved with leftists. Have we evolved in education? Are we getting better educations now than we did in the 1950s? I'll give you the answer. No. We put a man on the moon with slide rules. Not calculators, not computers. If you took the people today and said, go back and put a man on the moon using slide rules, that you might as well just scuttle the ship. Make that rocket into a condo complex, because it ain't going to the moon. Show me where we've evolved in any way where leftists have had their hands in it. Oh, Kevin, the education system. No, it isn't. The education system that's built mostly on STEM is run by conservatives, people who have amazing ideas and intellect. And, what about Zuckerberg and all those guys? Look, you can call them what they want. There are people in that company that don't want to be associated with the leftist mentality, and they can't speak out. Have leftists evolved religion? Have they? Show me where we've evolved in society. Do we have lower crime rate, higher crime rate? Do we respect police and authority? Yes or no? The answer is no, certainly with police. What have they done to devolve the clandestine agencies that supposedly keep us safe? They've devolved them. You have respect for the FBI? You have respect for the NSA? Clapper? When I hear of James Clapper, oh, he was the director of the, you know, defense, he was the director of national intelligence. I think to myself, he was a swamp rat. There was a time when you had a federal title, and I was like, wow, FBI, you know, Efren Zimbalist Jr., you were something special. Not anymore. You've devolved. We've devolved in practically every way. The good news is, we conservatives, we've kept society evolving at a faster pace than the devolution, if you will, of the left. But we're losing ground now. We're losing ground. 13, 14-year-old babies, 27, 30-year-old grandmothers, crime rampant. People don't, you know, have a care in the world about your life, your future, your career. They will torpedo you in a minute. They don't care. Look at what's going on with Kavanaugh. These people are lying. We will find this out as sure as the sun's going to rise in the east and set in the west. We're going to find it out. But do you think the left's going to care? If they get that skin on the wall with Kavanaugh, that's all they care about. Mediaite thinks they got my head on. They got a black conservative head on their wall in their trophy room, and they think that all is good in the world. Well, it's not. And it ain't over, folks. We're still fighting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.